your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that first kind of general market overview and recap of the inflation data from Mike Larson. In this segment and the next segment, I'm going to be switching a little bit more focus on the resource sector. I'm chatting now with Robert Sinn, better known as Goldfinger on the CEO.ca website. I've had Robert on the show a couple of times before, and Robert is one of those technicians that, first of all, looks at the broader metals market and also drives down into some of the stocks. Robert, let's just start off with a quick comment on the precious metal. So gold had a volatile week this week, but it did end the week fairly strong. It's right up against that close to 1850 level, but it really looks like gold is setting up this new trading range almost between 1800 and 1850, which is just fine considering how hard of a resistance level that 1800 level was to break through. What's your assessment of the overall health of precious metals, especially gold?
Well, I think you said it best, Corey. I mean, gold is closing the week around 1840. We are in an uptrend quite clearly from the March lows. And we found a new trading range, you know, exactly as you said. So I think silver and gold look very good here. We got silver above the $27 level. That's a level it hasn't been above for an extended period of time in a while. So things are looking good. I mean, it's two steps forward and one step back, very positive and healthy action. I feel like some money is starting to flow into the miners, just starting. It feels like it's very early stages here. But I really like what I'm seeing out there.
Okay, a couple points regarding the daily chart of gold. Gold ran right up to around that 1850 level, and that is almost exactly where that 200-day moving average is. As we're recording this, it's actually at 1854. That moving average is starting to turn down. Obviously, we want to see a break above that 200-day. A, how important is that 200-day moving average in your eyes? And also speak to the general increase in volumes that we've been seeing.
Honestly, I don't think that 200-day is very important at all. I think it's just sort of psychological, you know, like if anything, it's a flat moving average, which basically is telling you that we're in the middle of the price range the last, you know, year, essentially. We traded up to above 2,000. We traded down under 1,700, and now we're, you know, near 1850. So it doesn't mean a whole lot to me. It just means that we're in the, you know, middle of a price range. I think the more relevant factor is that gold has been making a strong uptrend since the March lows. And, you know, technically speaking, there's clearly some pretty big levels overhead around 1900. And then, you know, if we go even farther back around the 1960 level would be a really, really big level where gold, you know, ran into heavy selling a couple of times, you know, in the last year. But, you know, right now we're in a process of an early accumulation process, you know, is what I would call this. And so we're sort of just trying to, you know, build here, and those moving averages will start to turn up over time, but it's not going to happen fast, obviously.
Any downside targets that you could share with us that investors need to be aware of? As optimistic as gold bugs can be right now after that bounce we saw in April, we do still need to be aware of downside risk here. So what are some of the levels you're watching?
Well, I mean, 1750 would be sort of a big line in the sand. I would not want to see gold back under 1750 at this point. And obviously, if we do get back under 1800, that's going to be a psychological, blow, you know, to the market, because we've made so much progress. So if this really is a strong uptrend, the pullbacks, you know, the dips, you know, they should be fairly shallow, right? So that's something that, you know, that we want to watch. If we got back under 1750, especially on, a weekly closing basis, that would be a cause for some worry, and probably would send a lot of the gold miners all the way back to square one again, I would imagine.
So regarding the action in the gold stocks, we are generally continuing to see the larger miners do better than the juniors. I realize some juniors just keep on running and really have bifurcated from the market, but when you take them in a big picture sense, majors doing better than juniors. What do you take away from that environment?
I think that's positive. That's usually how it goes. At the start of a move in the sector, we usually see the large caps, the seniors move first. And then, later in the cycle, so to speak, we see the, juniors start to really move big as the seniors start to stall out. So it's a very healthy sector sort of action going on right now. And I'm just starting to see in my portfolio, some of my juniors start to move up, just in the last week. And that's after, a long period where we were just, treading water, or maybe even, going lower in some names. And I've started to see some really nice moves here in the last few days.
I have too. And you know what? There's a lot of work that's going on with these juniors. And if you release good news, you can benefit from it. The market is still selling off somewhat negative drill results, though, quite hard. Now, Robert, I want to talk about a couple site visits that you went on just this week. You visited Excelsior Mining and Northern Vertex Mining, both of their projects in Arizona. Let's start with Excelsior Mining. They've had a little bit of trouble building up their in-situ mining process at their property. What did you see when you went on that site?
Well, yeah, I just want to let everybody know I got off a red eye just a few hours ago. So I'm running on pretty low sleep, but hopefully I can stay conscious here, for this call. I really enjoyed the Excelsior site visit. It was a pleasure to go to Arizona and sort of see that state again and see the mining projects there. Excelsior is really I love the project, technology involved. It's a very clever process that they use for, extracting copper in an in-situ, method. So they don't actually use any heavy equipment. There's no big trucks, driving around that site. It's basically, using acid to leach the copper out of the fractured rock. And it's absolutely, brilliant process. And I saw them, make some copper cathode there, about 40,000 pounds, I saw in front of my own eyes there on Tuesday. But as you alluded to, they are having some ramp up issues, and there's a challenge that they've encountered where, the calcite in the rock, reacts, with the acid and forms these gas bubbles, that's causing the, flow rates to be, much less than they envisioned in the feasibility study. And so I spent a lot of time talking to, Excelsior management about this and the things that they're doing, how they can, they can flush water, they can do multiple, water flushes back and forth and eventually get rid of the bubbles. But that has its own costs and takes time and requires more water. And then they're running some tests right now. They're running tests, with this team of oil and gas guys, to see exactly where the, blockages are in these rock structures, where the gas, bubbles, essentially are forming. And maybe they can figure out a way, maybe using some chemicals to basically get rid of the blockages. So they're doing testing right now. So they're still extracting copper. They're still essentially mining copper, but at a much lower rate than they envisioned in the feasibility study. And that's what the market is not happy about at all. And obviously, we know from mining, when things aren't going according to plan, investors sell first and ask questions later. And that's what we've seen with Excelsior. So, you know, the management thinks that they're going to, you know, solve this problem. It's just a matter of time and money, of course. But obviously the market is acting kind of skeptical at this point with the share price down here, basically at its lowest levels of the year. So I really enjoyed the site visit. I learned a hell of a lot. But obviously I don't have a clear, you know, answer. Is it a buy? You know, have they solved it? No, you know, we don't know yet.
All right. Let's also talk about the other site visit you went on. That was at Northern Vertex Mining at the Moss Mine in Arizona. Give us a little rundown on what you saw there, please.
Really, really interesting, because this is the biggest gold mine in Arizona. Now, the state of Arizona is really well known for copper mining, massive copper mines there, but not as well known for gold mining. And so the Moss Mine is really interesting because it's actually a pretty big operation. I was impressed. The mill there is processing more than 10,000 tons of ore per day. And obviously this is a sort of a lower grade, you know, heap leach sort of gold mining operation where the grades are on the order of about a half gram per ton. And some of the higher grade areas are about 0.7 or 0.75. And some of the, you know, lower grade areas are around 0.3 or 0.4. But it's a big project. And really, I think the Northern Vertex team, which is this new management team that's come in the last 6 months, their objective is to grow this project. They have a very big property package. They have a fully permitted mine. They have multiple, you know, leach pads. They're building another pad as we speak that will probably start being in operation in a few weeks. And they've got just a lot of exciting targets for expanding this, you know, resource. And also, you know, they have three pits there at Moss, and they're thinking that this is eventually going to be all one big pit, you know, one day. So the ore body runs, I mean, that's the theory, and they're doing, you know, exploration, you know, drilling to get confirmation of that as we speak. They're very busy and being very aggressive to sort of expand this operation. I'm a shareholder. You know, Northern Vertex is a sponsor of Energy and Gold. I'm a shareholder of Excelsior, but they're not a sponsor of anything I'm, you know, like affiliated with. Yeah, so I'm a shareholder of both, you know, Excelsior and, you know, Northern, you know, Vertex. So I'm biased, obviously. But it just seems to me with Northern Vertex, this management team wants to really grow this project. I think that their goal is to get the mining operations up to 100,000 ounces per year in the next couple of years. And obviously, in order to, you know, do that, they're going to need to do a lot more, you know, drilling and expand the, you know, resource. And I think we'll get a resource update from Northern Vertex by the end of this year. And this management team, I think they're very, you know, deal oriented. And Moss is a pretty special project because you have a fully permitted mine in a really great location in Arizona. Great state, great location, lots of infrastructure. And if they can really grow this, you know, resource size, I have a feeling they're going to be looking to get bought out for a premium. And this management team has a good, you know, track record of, you know, generating shareholder value, you know, in that way.
Well, in full disclosure, I also hold Northern Vertex shares, and just interesting to hear your thoughts on both the site visits, but also on these markets, as it is still a relatively selective market for especially the juniors. But at the end of the week, we saw a bit more buying come in across the board, a lot more red on my screen, just on the number of stocks that I follow, not even own. So that's encouraging. But again, hey, hopefully this is still just early stage of a rebound and, well, more of an uptrend here. Robert, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show. I'll have you back on in another couple weeks. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.